Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Our guest this morning on Local Focus, joining us via Zoom, Hannah Duncan, Executive Director with the Henderson County Arts Council. Good morning, Hannah. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Hey, you were just telling me off mic a moment ago that the Arts Council is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year.
Yes. 50 years. Cheers to 50 years.
Wow. And you got a great celebration coming, something called La Vie en Rose. Tell us about this, Hannah.
Yes, well, La Vie en Rose is a pop-up art and wine festival to celebrate 50 years as an arts council here in Henderson County. We encourage you to come enjoy a glass of wine in a beautiful setting at Mark Tree Vineyard, discovering the fine arts and crafts that make Western North Carolina so unique. The event is June 12th and 13th, and it's going to feature artisan booths, live music, painting classes, wine, food trucks, and more. We are so excited to ring in 50 years with this event co-hosted by Mark Tree Vineyard. And an exciting thing, too, is Mark Tree Vineyard will be announcing their new rosé, which just won Best Rosé in the state of North Carolina to celebrate the weekend. So you can be the first to try it.
Wow. And I am hearing that Mark Tree Vineyard has really worked hard and become really quite the destination now here in Henderson County.
You know what? They opened, I believe it was March of 2020, so right before everything shut down. And both Lance and Tim have worked so hard. They have an incredible team out there. And they have really, I mean, they are a success story coming out of the pandemic. They have contributed and made themselves very involved in the community. The vineyard is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, if you haven't been out there and you can't make it for our Art and Wine Festival, I encourage you to take a trip out there. They're kind. They've got just a wonderful, wonderful team. The wine is delicious. Definitely worth driving down to Flat Rock and seeing that space.
Yeah. So La Vie en Rose, you said the 12th and the 13th?
Correct, of June. So coming up.
And so dive in a little bit deeper with us on the 12th and the 13th, you know, so a music and wine and art festival, just dig a little deeper and tell us what we can expect to see as we go. And is this a ticketed event? How does that work?
Correct. So this is a ticketed event, and make sure you book them in advance because they are selling quickly. Tickets are $15. And with that, you get onto the property so you can experience all the performances by local nonprofit arts organizations. You can shop the artisan booths, check out demonstrations. You can drink the delicious wine, and you also, with your entry fee, get a commemorative glass to celebrate the occasion. Throughout the day, I mean, we have tons of activities going on, so buckle in.
Wow.
You know, we start off with a plein air painting class on day one that begins at 10 a.m. Our artist booths and winery open officially at 11 a.m. We've got some incredible artists and arts organizations doing demonstrations. Art League will be out there doing demonstrations. We've got the Apple Country Woodcrafters, the Heritage Fiber Artists and Weavers, and then just a load of artists from fiber artists, acrylic artists, clay makers, and more, jewelry artists. I mean, we've just got some outstanding artists that will be at this show.
Wow.
And then, you know, we kick off the day with musical performances. So starting off, The Last Full Measure will perform at 12. We've got the Henderson Community Theater performing. And then on the evening of Saturday, we have a special sunset performance by musicians from the Hendersonville Symphony Orchestra and the Carolina Concert Choir. And on Sunday, that's day two of our painting class. Artists' booths are open. We've got a record art collective piece that is sponsored by Brian Bird, B Squared. We've got a musical performance. And then we also have Ronnie Pepper from Steep. He's going to be doing some storytelling. The Ola Carolina International Dance Academy will be performing. I mean, it is a packed weekend, and we are so excited that this event is not only featuring our organization, but several arts organizations across the county. And I really think that fits in well with our mission as an arts council.
Absolutely. I love the fact that you have all types of art for both days.
It is going to be a really, really fun packed weekend. And, you know, we couldn't do it without the support of Mark Tree Vineyard.
Yeah.
And their team, they have just been so amazing. We also received funds from the Community Foundation to help support this and LS Creative. So we really, really are grateful for our sponsors and our partners in this event.
And Hannah, we want to remind folks, we're speaking with Hannah Duncan with Arts Council here for Henderson County. Sounds to me like a ton of work has gone into this event.
Yes, it has. It's you know what? It's been fun.
Yeah.
It's just so nice to be putting together something where we can all be together and you know, experience art and music again. We want this event to say, hey, the arts are still here. We are ready to come back. So come see our shows, attend our events, you know, shop in our galleries. We're really, really excited for this to sort of be a kickoff event for what I hope will be a very busy, exciting year for all of our arts organizations.
Yeah, and you started planning this back before, you know, we really knew, you know, what was going to be open and what the restrictions would be. So kudos to you for the pre-planning of this and the timing of this, because the timing is fantastic. And Hannah, you and I were just talking off the air about how many more events are coming back. I mean, it's the floodgates have opened. But I want to take a moment, Hannah, to just congratulate you and thank you for the great work you've done with the Arts Council. I mean, you're the Arts Council. Arts, in many cases, require people going places and seeing things and experiencing things. Weren't able to do a lot of that last year, but kudos to you for all the great work you did to really keep arts alive in any sort of virtual way you could this past year. So I think we as a community need to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. You know, I feel really grateful for the people that have supported me along the way and the Arts Council and, you know, those donors that would send in even $50. It was just the sigh of relief moments where you're like, okay, we can continue our mission and continue what we're doing. So I really just have to thank this entire community, all of the arts organizations and their leaders. I mean, everybody has worked so hard. And every time one of our arts organizations announces that they're putting together something new, it just feels like such a big accomplishment as a community to know that they are still here. They're coming back, and that really is a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, we just yesterday, and we're going to do it again here in the next little bit, giving away tickets to a performance at Hendersonville Community Theater. It's been over a year, and it's so great to know that live theater is coming back to the community theater, and they're going to be supporting this event, too, coming up, La Vie en Rose. So, Hannah, tell us how we get tickets for this event coming up on the 12th and the 13th.
Well, you can head on over to our website, www.acofhc.org/rose, R-O-S-E. And you can find out more about the festival. You can learn about the lineup that we have. You can purchase your tickets to be part of the plein air painting class, as well as purchase your event tickets for the day. We hope to see you all out there. There's lots of really wonderful events going on across Henderson County. So, you know, just plan to be busy all weekend. We encourage you to attend all of them and then also come out and see us as well.
Fantastic. acofhc.org/rose, right?
Correct. Yep, that is right.
Fantastic. And, of course, we've got that on our website as well. You can go to WTZQ.com also. Hannah, thank you so much. And looking so forward to La Vie en Rose. We know it's going to be a fantastic weekend. Thanks for sharing the information with us.
Thank you so much, and have a great week.
All righty, we will. You do the same. Once again, Hannah Duncan with the Arts Council of Henderson County celebrating 50 years this year and a huge weekend celebration coming up June the 12th and the 13th at Marked Tree Vineyards, La Vie en Rose. Go to acofhc.org and get your tickets and attend this event and continue supporting the Arts Council of Henderson County for another 50 years. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station, WTZQ.